Now that the Oscars are over, we discuss a very overlooked category and what we feel like were the biggest Oscar snubs that were not actual, you know, main star movies.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
Hey!
Hello, everybody!
Hello, welcome back.
Welcome to a special episode where we can really fully utilize our new format. This is a Talk of Movie Anatomy tentative. We still haven't thought of a name. This has been 5 or 6 weeks.
Someone help us.
Maybe we'll never change our name.
Fuck.
But I'm Maxwell Song, and with me is our usual panel.
I'm Yume. You can find me everywhere at Yume Warlock.
I am Chubby Bunny Michelle. You can find me on the internet at I am Chubby Bunny. Fuck.
Nice. Good try. And we have a special guest with us today, James Larrakis.
You didn't even try to say it right.
I did not try to get it right.
I like the way you revved it up.
Yeah.
Larrakis.
So, what do you do?
I know you do something pretty exciting.
I work at Walt Disney Animation Studios as a designer for the technology department.
Oh, shit. I don't even know what that means. But obviously, it sounds very important.
Do you report to the mouse?
I report to the mouse himself.
Ooh. Is there somebody with that email address at Disney.com?
The mouse.
Threatening emails to employees once in a while from it.
I wonder where that goes.
But you should end everything with...
He means it.
A massively great prank.
You have to. It's a requirement over there at Disney.
Get out of Larrakis.
That's how we end all our meetings.
So thanks for watching and talking Movie Anatomy. As always, be sure to subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes. And hit that thumbs up on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk. Okay, so what we're doing today is a little bit special. We felt that because the Oscars were just over, and everyone just gets in a hustle about, like, what's the best cinematographer?
A hustle. That's not the right word. A hustle or a thustle.
I don't know.
Keep trying.
Just let me keep flowing, all right?
All right,
so, the Oscars are such a big deal, right? And good on Moonlight, good on all the people that deserved whatever they got.
Live action garbage.
Say it like you mean it, Max.
Except for Suicide Squad makeup, obviously.
Yeah, no.
Garbage.
But a very overlooked category, I think, is best animation. And obviously, because we love animation here on Otaku Movie Anatomy.
Did you know that anime stands for animation?
No, I did not know that.
No, we did not know that.
I never thought that. That's crazy.
Some people don't make that connection.
Some people
and it's
don't.
Really irritating.
Oh man, it's kind of in the title, you know.
2017, guys. Let's try harder.
So we're going to just discuss, you know, who were the nominees and also who won. Obviously, spoilers. Zootopia won.
It's true.
Zootopia won.
Your guys' movie won.
Yeah. Out of Moana. Out of. The red turtle.
Yes.
Yep.
My Life is a Zucchini.
Yep.
What am I missing?
Moana.
I did say Moana.
Kubo.
Kubo. Was Moana not nominated for Best of? I can't remember.
Maybe.
No, it was nominated as. Yeah. You know.
Oh, yeah. It was absolutely nominated.
Yeah, 100% nominated.
And so, you know, because we love to argue about what we think deserves the actual award.
And we hate everyone who watches our show. So if you want to fight with us, get on chat.
Yeah, absolutely. Get on that chat and feel free to argue with us.
We'll fight you!
As always, you're wrong.
Yeah. Your wifey was shit.
You can't name our show though. That's
what
I said. I know.
So, let's start off with who we think should have won.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Let's start off with Yume.
Me.
What do you got?
I'll try not to be offended.
Oh, we're saving you for last.
I know.
You're the creme de la creme.
To be fair, I do not disagree with Zootopia winning. However, I do feel like My Life as a Zucchini was an amazing, amazing animation. I think the fact that it was much more... I mean, to be fair, the title is called My Life as a Zucchini. So I was like, oh, this is going to be about kids and like... A kid who pretends to be a zucchini. Yeah, that's what I thought it was going to be.
It's going to be lighthearted.
It was about kids, technically.
Yeah, it was not lighthearted. From the get-go, the kid kills his mom on accident. His mom, who's a drunk, and is coming up the stairs to abuse him. I was like, oh, well, yeah. This took a very dark turn.
In the first five minutes.
And then the kid then has to go to an orphanage where all of these other really fucked up real things have happened to these children.
Yeah.
And it kind of really brought that, like, realism to me. I was like, oh, shit. I was, like, crying the entire movie.
It
was really sad.
It was, I think... The reason they picked the stop animation, it's kind of, it's, the design is quite clunky. It's a bit like, it's cartoony if you look at the poster here.
Yeah.
They don't look very humanistic. They look very, like, a cartoony portrayal.
It's very stylized.
Yeah, like the cars are, like, boxes instead of cars. Yeah. Like, you know, like you would draw, like, as a child to offset this very serious nature of, like, you know, child abandonment issues. There's so many things that made me
cry.
Yeah,
child abuse.
Because there's, like, child abuse. There's,
deportation.
Like,
it's, like, basically any reason that a child could be abandoned, there was definitely one person
that
represented
one of those things.
Yeah.
And those kids, they were like, they were trying, but you could tell so many of them were broken.
Yeah. But it somehow keeps, it tries to like keep a lighthearted spin on it because you're seeing it through the kids' eyes, and then they get to do fun things, like they go on vacation, they get to do like little fun things at their home, like let them do.
Foster
but
care.
Then every once in a while something like really fucked up and real happens where they're on a ski trip and this kid, sees a little girl, and I was like, oh, look, your goggles are cool, so she lets him try it on. That girl's mother comes by and is like, why did you steal? Where are your parents? And he's like, my parents are in jail. And she's like, don't lie. He's like, I'm not a liar, I'm not a liar. So he's crying, because he's like, I'm not lying. My dad is gone, and my mother's dead, and all this stuff. And it's like, you're like, oh, God. This is like in the middle of this really, like, whimsical scene.
Yeah, I remember when I watched this, because I had no clue what this movie was to begin with. Unfortunately, this kind of like culture of the best animated, it's like all of a sudden these foreign films kind of come in and you've never heard of them. And you've never even got a chance to see them. They've only been out in like independent theaters for like a week.
Yes.
You know? So it's really hard to know what is good in terms of like the, you know, the things that populate the nominations. And after I watched it, there's this one scene, it's right before or after, it's like this girl, they're playing with this girl, and then her or his mom comes over, and they just there's a line of just them just staring at this like kid and her
who has
a mom, and it just it's like the slow pan
into
them just staring with like not blinking.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is really impactful.
Yeah, it was like it's basically they're on their ski trip, and there's this like they're the French kids obviously, and the mom comes over, puts like a scarf on the kid and kisses him, and all of the foster kids are just kind of staring at this kind of interaction. I think it was really heavy.
You want to have parents.
So that's your pick. So do you think you deserve that? Okay. Michelle, what do you think?
So we are going to talk about a Disney movie, but I'm going to talk about Zootopia, because I was like, what am I talking about? Zootopia. So Zootopia did win. This movie came out March 4th. It had a long time to sit and breathe and be populate the minds of potential voters, Academy voters.
It took a year, though. This when it came out, it barely, I guess, didn't make the cusp of the date.
The last one, yeah.
Submission date, I believe.
So, and it's on Netflix now. So basically, everyone's had time to see this movie and, like, get into it. I think it's the 26th highest grossing film of all time. I found some facts. It's the fourth highest grossing film of 2016, which is insane. Like, of all films, not animation, like, of everything. And it's still doing pretty good. I think some of the pros of this movie, obviously the animation quality was awesome. Good job.
Yeah, good job.
Good job, guys.
Good job.
and
it was all James.
But you needed the tech, man.
Yeah. I mean, what struck me as a novice, I'm not an animator, I've never studied it, is just that the animal movements looked so real. Each animal had their animalistic characteristics of how they moved, and then also had all these expressions put into their face that matched their animal, like the type, their species, which is really cool.
That fur rendering,
and then
by
that
the
fur.
Way.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about that
fur
rendering? I hear there was some fur problems.
We went through it and created a new kind of way of doing fur on the film. So it was like you go through a process of creating a shader, and basically we put it into a limited amount of parameters that the artist could control to create all the different species, because you had to have all the background characters have fur, and as well as like have the detail on like the sheep. You know,
the little fuzzy.
Yeah, I noticed that. That was really cute.
Mass.
Yeah, and they realized once they studied sheep that sheep are really dirty, so they have like sticks and twigs in there. So like some of the characters will just be really grungy.
Oh man. Yeah. Man. I mean, it's definitely like a technically beautiful movie. Like everything from like the design of their cities and like the way that you play with scale in the movie too.
Yeah.
Having
yeah.
the bigger animals and small
the little
animals.
Mole people.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And having them all interact together, like mm-hmm. that's such a technical challenge. Yeah. Just in general, to like show all of that and animate all of the little bits and pieces.
Because it's easy to be like, okay, let's do this movie, but let's all make them around the same size so that it like is easy to shoot or easy to like come up with design. But it's like, no, we went the extra challenge to, like you're saying, make it so everybody's scale 1-to-1.
Yeah.
You know?
A little tiny town. When I first saw it, I was just like, "Oh,
I love
great.
Little tiny town."
Yeah, because we were watching it earlier, and that part where he sells them like the little popsicles, the popsicles,
yeah,
and it's like the little Wall Street hamsters.
Yeah,
I was like, "It's so cute."
Hamsters are the best part. Anyway,
all right. So Michelle, your pick. What you think should have won.
Yeah, and then obviously the other thing that makes this movie so strong is the storyline.
Right. Yeah,
it's not just a movie about bunnies and foxes and not getting along. It's about like race and society
and eugenics, which I totally forgot about. But this movie is basically about eugenics in a weird way. You know, just the way that they like kind of make the issue of more of like a biological thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that you know they're just born this way. Which in the context of animals, you're like, well, yeah. Yeah. They are, but you know.
But then you apply it to people, and suddenly you're like, shit.
Yeah, that's something that, like, legitimately people done and have said. And it's crazy because a year ago, when this movie came out, that was not necessarily a super huge issue. It always is an issue. Racism is always an issue. But watching it today.
Yeah.
Watching it today. And just thinking about the political scope, it's like, wow, that's like so very forward thinking. It's almost as if they felt a rumbling.
It's true.
You know, it's crazy. Like some of the words that they use, you know, it's like some of the phrases, it's like it's stuff that I feel like we've heard in the media newscape now.
Yeah.
Which, like you're saying, is crazy because this stuff was thought out like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and when they went and did research trips in Africa, when they were like studying what happens around the watering hole, and that was kind of like what informed like all the animals and species living together in the same place, how that would work. You know, it was going back to nature for like reference on it.
Wow.
So
it's even like, I mean, it's the reason why like I feel like it wasn't something that I feel like. It definitely deserved it because I think what it did better than courgette or zucchini, I keep calling it courgette, zucchini is that it kind of broke it down in something much more simplistic in where children could understand it.
Yeah.
And I think for zucchini, it's a lot heavier.
Yeah, it's quite like this is reality.
Yeah.
And we've put some pretty colors on it, but you're gonna cry a lot in this movie.
Yeah. And I think Zootopia broke it down. It's something that happens around us all the time. But you don't have to present it in a way that's, like, talking down to people or kind of condescending.
Or it's just sad.
Yeah, or sad or argumentative. It's just very, very nice and simple. And, like, you would watch it and be like, yeah, that's wrong.
And I like that there was, like, two arcs. Like, there's like, well, two or three arcs in the movie. I'm like, okay. I'm like, oh, they're still going? It's good. I'm watching it. It's fine.
Yeah. It's, you know, just basically expectations being broken.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think this movie, you know, it won because it hit all those things. It had great animation. Story. It had everything, whereas some of these movies missed a couple of things.
Yeah,
they were really good in one aspect, like, we'll talk about Retro Doll in a second, but it's, like, so artistic, but it's, like, missing all this other shit. Like, it's not relatable. You know, it's kind of, it misses things. But anyway, that's my Zootopia.
So you feel like Zootopia deserves it?
I think, I think
and you think that Life as a Zucchini, My Life as a Zucchini, courgette should have got it. And I personally love courgette. It's a much better sounding name than zucchini.
Yeah, courgette.
Seriously.
Apparently, Ron Swanson's in the English dub.
He's the cop.
Yeah, I would assume so. It's very much that his character. But James, what do you think? Seeing how you're
saving yourself for last.
No, I'm not saving me for last. I don't think my opinion really matters all that much. That's all.
That's your life.
Well, I would still go with Zootopia.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
over Moana.
Yeah,
over Moana. Even because of the political climate, like what you guys have been talking about, you know, it just landed in the right time of what we need.
Do you feel like it won because of that. Because to be fair, this is a year old movie. If this was any other animation, if this was like a Ghibli movie mm-hmm. or whatever, it would have not gotten a nomination compared to something.
Yeah, cool. The momentum, how it kept going for the entire year and was staying in the zeitgeist or whatnot, is just mm-hmm. like, yeah, I'm sure it had a lot to do with it, like what we're talking about.
Yeah. I think Netflix, seriously, Netflix, yeah. I think really,
Netflix did help.
I was surprised that I couldn't find, I know like Red Turtle had been out for a while, but it wasn't up yet anywhere. We couldn't find any of the other movies basically yeah. online. Like yeah. we could only, like we watched them somehow. I mean,
We found them.
It just took me like a yeah. couple hours to find them versus yeah. Zootopia. And it's even, it's just like, to watch. Okay, yeah. I can just go to Netflix or like Moana, like I could just go on Amazon and be like, I'm gonna buy this.
Sure, yeah. yeah.
And the thing about Moana too, and I think that's kind of, in terms of these stacks of nominations, the ones that were nominated, I felt like were actually pretty fair because mm-hmm. Michelle is right. There's a lot of things that are missing. I would say if there was two kind of tops, I don't feel like Moana, unfortunately, was one of those tops. Which is kind of, you know, because it just came out recently, too. Mm-hmm, and you would think because Moana, you know, still kind of hit all of those marks. It also had The Rock in it, which is yeah. insane popular.
Right?
Zootopia is kind of a different movie in terms of the Disney formula because there's not really songs. And, you know, everyone loves
musicals.
There's
no musicals. Princess.
Yeah, there's
you
know, no princess.
Like, to the extent where, like, La La Land almost won everything because it was a musical.
Kill me.
You know what I mean? Like, so, what do you think was the reason that Zootopia basically kind of, you know, as someone that has experience with both of them, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
what do you think were the factors?
I think it was just momentum, like what we've been talking about, you know? Thing is, it's interesting because, like, I feel like Moana was, you know, they're both such fantastic films, in my opinion. Yeah. But Moana was such an emotional film. Like, you really, like, I found myself crying a lot more with the main character in that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, like, her taking on the plight of her people and having to self-discover herself in the process of doing that. In my opinion, like, that emotional journey was, in ways, in my opinion, equal to what was going on with My Life as Zucchini. Is, like, that movie's pure emotion, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas Zootopia, yes, it has a lot of emotion in it, but it's got a lot more story going on with it. It's, you know, like with Moana, all the music is motivated from an emotional standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have the song at the beginning and then how it comes back around in the end with the grandma. It's just like, it hits you right in the gut, you know?
Yeah, I would agree. The grandma, the whole part where, like, the ray comes out of the ocean, yeah. I was, like, sitting there, like, sobbing.
Yeah.
If you want to make us cry, just kill off an adult.
Kill old people. That's how I cry.
Hey, to be fair, that's a Disney formula. Like. Yeah.
To be fair, I mean, you cried in Up, right? Like, as soon as his wife dies, I was like, that was the first movie
in my life. But you know what? To be fair, I cried a lot in Zootopia. Like,
it's good.
Shaky crying. Like, it was like too much for me.
I think Zootopia, the first time I watched it, like, I had to stop it halfway through. It was one of those things where I was just like, well, this is, like, too real for me. Yeah. And I'm just like, I can't enjoy this because it's, like, it's making me angry. And so I was like, I'm just going to stop. But, like, we rewatched it today, and I was like, oh, wow, this is a very well-written, well-paced film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to say, about Moana, though, I really loved the film as well. But it was a little more of, like, a Disney movie mm-hmm. with things that don't make it, like, a best animation of an Oscars thing.
Right.
Because it had things that were, you know, we all know that Moana had some problems in writing. So a couple things were kind of shoved in. The coconut people that show up and never come back again. Like, guys, we need to sell at least 3 toys. One of them has to be the turtle. One of them is the coconut guy.
Right, yeah.
It, you know, I know how shit works. You have to make money.
But to be fair, those coconut dudes are great.
Those coconut dudes.
And I don't know if there's an actual cultural reference to those coconut dudes, but I say keep the coconut dudes.
Yeah. I mean, because it did seem like when you watched, like, the coconut people, I was like, is this based on folklore? Like, is this real?
That's what I thought.
You tell me, Disney.
Yeah. I mean, they were definitely, the movie was being, had a Polynesian council that was being, helping consult with the movie, so I'm sure they, you know, they obviously saw all that, so.
I did see that, look, the credits. There was a huge Polynesian list. I was like, ooh, study.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's the thing, you gotta do when you're making a movie about a culture that's not yours.
But the thing is, of all of the movies that are going to make it about another culture. Like, to be fair, like, Disney movies don't necessarily have, like, the greatest count in terms of, like, accurate depiction of culture. I would have to say this was definitely something that you felt like they put a lot of research into, a lot of effort into. Even the songs, like, that's something that's recognizable to me as, like, it being, you know, Pacific Islander music, you know, or Pacific Islander culture. Like, I see that for where they're coming from with all of that.
Yeah.
And to me, it didn't feel like Pocahontas, where it was more this is our idea of, you know, what
it
you
would
know,
be like.
Native Americans might be like, you know. Like, obviously they don't try to insult people, but it didn't seem like they put that much into researching, you know, what life was actually like
to make
in
things
this
authentic
one.
And real.
Yeah. Versus Moana, I feel like when you watched it, you could definitely tell that, like, I mean, props to Disney, because I was like, you definitely saw that they put so much effort into kind of capturing this entire Polynesian, kind of pan-Polynesian culture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I will also just say this one last thing about Moana. It got fucking robbed for the best song,
it
okay?
Did.
That's true.
I agree.
La La Land Goes Suck a D, because there's no way. That song was performed live by John Legend, who's a lovely human being.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Jesus H. Christ, like, no, no.
It was like, I just heard the Moana song yesterday, and I was just like, how did this not win? I was so
the
upset.
The Moana song is, like, a very inspiring.
It is.
Like, if you're a person that, like, you know, felt like you're... Like, even though I am a 30-year-old man, I was like, I relate to you.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
You're off my island.
Yeah.
You know, like, there was a lot of stuff that I enjoyed as an adult that enjoys movies, but as someone that, like, loves, like, the Disney culture as well. You know? So it kind of... Because I want... It sucks because, like, Disney wins so often that sometimes you're just like, I don't really want a Disney movie to win, you know? Just, even if it's good, just strictly on the principle that there are other things out there that are just as good. And I know that no one really cares about my opinion about this, because I was just going to say Zootopia anyway, because...
it's so good.
It was just very good. I just have nothing more to say about it, that's all.
Well, like you're saying, it's the one year that you have that opinion, it's like Zootopia comes out, so you're like, oh, no.
I should have... See, the whole thing is, I was like, when I saw the trailers for Zootopia, I was like, Zootopia should win last year. See, that's the whole thing.
Mm.
Who won last year? Does anyone remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I was seeing that's how...
Inside Out?
Huh?
Inside Out?
Inside
was
Out?
Inside Out?
Oh, yeah, it was Inside Out.
I guess we could Google it.
I've seen it before, but...
To be fair, though, Inside Out really gave me feels, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So, real quick, guys, in chat, I'm so sorry. My thing wasn't reloading, and there's so much chat happening.
Whoa, we have so much chat. Welcome, guys.
Tanashi's Movie Corner. Thanks for coming back. Laura Markline, we know who you are in real life. That's scary.
Yeah, what's up, Laura?
Yeah, stop
Andre,
talking,
Drew,
yes.
You're here. Where's Star Drew? God damn it, Star Drew. Get back here. Joust Mike, what's up? And people have a lot of opinions.
Opinions.
What are they saying?
People feel that the Moana song is great, but it's not... It's not a number one best animation all around.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's something that we can all agree on.
Yeah, because I feel like even if the entire category was just two Disney films, I feel like Zootopia is the strong one.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I would have to say, in terms of Moana, even though it's a great movie, I would say that it's not as good as Life of Zucchini.
Yeah. Inside Out did just win last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
So,
thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. And so let's just go over, like, the other two nominees.
I guess we
kind of don't mention just kind of like our opinions about why they didn't win. And I would have to say, I think The Red Turtle, which is a Ghibli, a Studio Ghibli produced movie. It's with The Wild Bunch, which is, I believe,
a
European or French?
It's a
Dutch-British.
A Dutch-British company. So you can very much tell that it's a very European style.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, Ghibli influences, though.
Yes.
It's really beautiful. It's a really beautiful movie. It is just so dull.
It is. Yeah. Boring as fuck.
This movie is artistic, and it's about, like, the nature of, you know, it's man and nature and getting along, and it provides, like, the scenery as its own character. So it's an art film, is what it is. It's not Zootopia. Like, it's not a movie with characters that talk.
My biggest problem with this film is not only is it boring, it's that it's exploring this story that has been told so many goddamn times. Like, how many more castaways do we need?
Yeah.
How many more?
How many more beautiful sea women do we need? It's basically The Little Mermaid, except that, like, what would happen if she just stayed?
I feel like it was, like, somebody had a concept of, like, let's make a movie that has no talking in it, you know, and then, like, that was their main idea. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and they built something else around that.
Which, as a story, it works really well. But as a film, it is just, like, not...
It was
there's
not.
There's a lot of really good parts. You know, they do... They have this whole, like... This whole man being, like, abandoned. It's very simplistic, minimalistic, and it's pretty emotional in terms of their portrayal of someone that doesn't fucking talk, which is great. But at the end of the day, you know, it has to be something that can entertain us and grab us. And as much as it grabbed me visually, I couldn't help but be kind of over the story because anything, it kind of revolves around this one guy that's abandoned on this island, basically cast away, and then a turtle comes and turns into a female human, and those are really good parts that are super beautiful. But the music is not. If you're going to have a film that has no talking in it, you have to have really great music, and it did not have very good music.
I kept turning the volume up, being like,
it was like no background music.
There's a lot of silence,
and I think that's you know, by design. Like we're on it. You're stranded. This is what it is.
You're with nature.
It's like an experience. It's not like a film.
I also feel like if they had cut this and edited it down into a short animated
film,
it would have worked better. It was just too fucking long for what it was.
But once again, Ghibli, I mean, not their usual stuff. I felt like it was something that they tried to do, and they tried to make an Oscar movie, which you can't fault them for.
Yeah.
It's, in terms of what people look for in what I would say an Oscar film, it would kind of hit all the points. You know, it's artistic, it has a very deep, intimate story, very interesting cinematography. However, in the animation scope, especially in the Oscars, all of those rules of what an Oscar movie is are basically thrown out the window 80% of the time.
Yeah.
So it's because from what I hear in the general culture of it is like, you know, they get these screeners and people watch it and they're like, they'll watch it. And if it's not something that instantly grabs them, they're like, forget about it. And they
don't feel... It's kind of like a
resume. Yeah, basically, you know?
The first 10 minutes, get me.
Yeah, because there are people that really do care, but there are way more people that don't care. And so whatever gets in the public eye, like Moana, like, you know, Zootopia, Kubo, you know, those are the ones that, like, have the biggest chance.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of Kubo,
I know... Oh, Kubo.
I actually really liked Kubo.
I liked it, except for the biggest problem in it.
Yes.
Which is the casting.
Yeah.
It just kept taking me out of the fucking movie.
For a movie that is based on Japanese folklore, there is one Japanese person in it.
Yeah.
I think technically two. But it's like a side character. Like, so, all of the main characters who have... When I say main character, I mean the character has a fucking name, okay?
Yeah.
George Takei, what is he? He doesn't have a name. He's just like some dude's like some grandfather.
Dude. Yeah.
What is disappointing to me... Let's go on a rant. What is disappointing to me is that we just talked about Moana and how Disney took so much care.
Yes.
I mean, to be fair, they have Disney money, okay? Laika does really well, but does not have Disney money and doesn't have a whole staff that just deals with cultural, like let's research properly and get people from the official Polynesian society to work with us. But, like, Jesus Christ, they... We're like, okay, we're a bunch of guys who live in Portland, and we want to do a movie about Japan. We love Japan. Okay, let's do a lot of research about the beautiful aesthetics. Da, da, da. Okay, we have to cast it. Oh, we really want to be in the Oscars. Let's just get, like, really famous people. That works. Okay, how about we have a guy, a girl.
How about Matthew McConaughey doing a Japanese character?
I see this Japanese samurai character.
I forgot his name is Hanzo, too.
Is that what won you
Hanzo.
Over?
Huh?
Is that what won you
over? Basically, the A-star casting is...
Hanzo.
I can honestly go without any of the animation. You could just basically scribble it on a napkin. As long as it has Charlize Theron and Matthew McConaughey, I'm right
Theron's
there.
Charlize voice acting in that is rough.
She's real monotone.
She's like... Yeah. I'm gonna talk like this. She's like the saddest, laziest non-monkey voice ever heard in my fucking life.
Like, I don't think she needed to be 100% a monkey voice, but maybe a little bit of energy would have been nice.
She was so like one note, and then and you know what? Sorry, Kubo. Sorry, what's his name? Rickon from Game of Thrones. You're just in there because you were in Game of Thrones. Like you're a child actor who is doing voice acting.
All right, so let's.
And also, we'll
break this down. We'll break this down for the most part. There's not really much to say in terms of aesthetic. I guess what was it? What is the word I'm looking for the aesthetic atmosphere of the movie? It is ridiculously gorgeous. the amount of work that they put into their stop motion animation. This is stop motion, mind you. I believe Kubo has like 7,000 faces or something with a ton of different expressions. A lot of work has gone into it, and it's very, very much a movie I feel like kind of deserves to be Oscar nominated.
Yeah.
And I definitely see the problems. And obviously, it's hard for me to say that this was one of those things that wasn't methodically thought out and planned. Because if you're doing an animation, you're going to kind of need those names. I'm not trying to make excuses for it. I can just see why they would do that, as opposed to, you know, trying to get all these Japanese actors and stuff. Because without that, people barely saw this movie, which is the problem. It's like, if you knew Laika, you would watch it because you love Laika. Mm-hmm. You love their movies. But without a kind of like an all-star voice cast, it would kind of be hard to perpetuate, you know, its marketing.
But I feel like you have the Disney argument where, like Moana, like you have The Rock, who's super well-known, and then you have a nobody in the main cast.
Yeah.
Which is great.
You can do both.
But that's, once again, with the power of Disney.
Well, and you still have Laika itself. The past three films have been relatively
successful. But
and relatively no-name, big names, like John Goodman on Paranorman.
Yeah.
Unless I'm blanking. But,
yeah, they didn't bother with celebrities.
Maybe they were just trying to take it to the next level or something.
They're trying to make formula called They Need Money.
Well, basically, they're trying very much to try to get it into the mainstream and have more people than, you know, the people that just like animation or stop motion to really start watching this movie.
I just feel like they could have done it in a way that was just a bit more thoughtful. It's like, yeah, you use your all-star cast or whatever, but try to get something in there that feels like you give a shit. Like, don't sell out.
Like,
I mean...
Yeah. A couple of things we've got going on chat. So Laura Marklin, design on point, sets great, puppets beautiful. But Laika now does this thing where they smooth the animation so it looks like CG. I did hear that they were doing CG on it was mostly CG backgrounds, and they are using smoothing.
Yeah.
Another thing is about what was it? Sorry, I saw a good comment and I wanted to say it. I can't find it. Just move on. Sorry, I'll find
the okay. So that's kind of the reason that I don't think Kubo won. It's just because.
Oh, I was going to say, Kubo got nominated for visual effects, too. So
that's true.
That was something else that they just knocked the roof off of, you know.
Which, if you look at some of the behind the scenes, you're just like, wow, they have a whole crew.
Yeah.
Just to, like, make one huge animation. I believe that for all of its misgivings, I think it's really more of the story was a lot simpler and a lot less emotional than any of these other movies. Mm-hmm. And so I would put it, if I had an order for this, it'd be Zootopia, Life is a Zucchini, Moana, Kubo, and then Red Turtle. Red Turtle, I think, is unfortunately my least favorite.
I feel like Red Turtle could have just get the fuck out of there.
Yeah. So we got 10 more minutes. Should we move on?
Okay. So this is kind of the reason that we kind of did this too, is because we're talking about Oscar snubs and what we felt was very much a snub because Your Name, we all saw, was trying to run its Oscar circuits, and it did, and threw a lot of money into it, and I believe Funimation.
Was it December? It was like last, they like shoved it right.
Yeah, they very much like started trying to get into advertisements. You have to like put it in a certain amount of theaters and everything. And unfortunately, it was not nominated. And it's definitely better than The Red Turtle.
Yes.
Oh my God, it's so much better than The Red Turtle.
Yeah.
So the question I guess people have is why did it fail and why was it not nominated or even considered to be nominated? Because I actually feel like people saw it and they're like, oh, this is a really popular movie. Watched it and they're like, nah. And the question is why?
Why?
So, I mean, I have some theories, but I want to see what you guys think.
James,
I think it's because they're crazy.
Obviously, because they're crazy. Yeah. Well, there's that too.
Well, there's a certain amount that we already discussed about timing, distribution.
Yeah.
Getting this movie, getting people to see this movie and getting it nominated is such a huge ordeal. It was a little bit too much too late.
Too late.
They tried really hard. They just, you know, the movies, if you look at the campaigns of these other movies, there's fucking billboards all over Hollywood before the nominations happened. It's like, please, for your consideration, like, everybody was, like, trying.
Yeah.
And all they had was, okay, we're in theaters, that puts us in the running. Like, really,
it was like, we're in theaters for a week.
Yeah.
I think, like, from from a non-Asian perspective, I feel like a lot of it was too cultural. Too cultural for
storyline.
Yeah, like it was very Japanese at its core, and I think if you are a foreigner watching this and you don't understand what it is socially, it's hard to connect. Like us, we watch a lot of anime. We get it.
We get the tropes, and it's basically filled with tropes. Have you seen Your Name?
Yeah, and it makes me sad because I'm coming from another side where I'm not too fluent in anime, where I saw that movie and I connected with it really well. So it makes me sad that people couldn't connect with it because I thought it did a good job.
I mean, to be fair, most of these movies that are nominated have a ton of different film festivals that they go through, and they win these accolades. And that's why every time you see a trailer, it's like, winner of Best Animation of Sundance, and you know they have all these little laurels, if you will. They're laurels. and so the fact that they tried to do it last minute is very much probably what hurt them the most. But also, I feel like we do this thing where it's like, if it's not a Ghibli film, we don't nominate it. Like, especially if it comes from Japan. And like, The Red Turtle is a Ghibli film. Like, it's crazy to say that, because no one has really heard of it until very recently. Mm-hmm. Even Princess Kaguya, which I believe came out last year. I don't know if was that nominated at all? Do you know?
No, I don't think so. No.
Which is a shame, because that's also a Ghibli movie, I believe, that should have. I mean, kind of has all the Oscar markings. Mm. And also the fact that, like, once again, it's very, Your Name is very Japanese. It's they have a Japanese intro. They have, like, a little girl basically fondling herself as a man, which is like, you're like, oh yeah, it's weird and like kid-like, and it only really makes sense if you watch a lot of anime, you know? Like, that type of stuff that exists in Your Name does not exist in any other, like, doesn't exist in Spirited Away or Princess Mononoke, you know what I mean? So it's like, I think that basically kind of, it's a cultural shock. I think if someone who, most of these people are like older white men, saw that, they'd be like, no.
I mean, I have to agree, because I think in your case you can see it from like an animation perspective.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you're just reviewing it but you don't have a background in animation and you don't really care about, like, you don't have any background in the social structure of Japan, what would you do with it?
Yeah. Well, like you're saying, if they can't connect with it in the first 10 minutes, it gets turned off.
Kind of thing. So Red Turtle is the same problem. It's really hard to connect to that movie because it's like, I'm not going to get abandoned on a beach and have a turtle turn to a lady. You know?
Or you're like me, where it's like, I've seen this movie before. It's called Castaway.
It's called Castaway.
Or Swiss Army Man.
I feel like it was like Ponyo was also kind of, they had weird like influences like Ponyo and stuff. And it's like The Little Mermaid. Like everything I basically saw was, it was like a culmination of that, but like without talking. Yeah.
And turn the volume off.
Yeah. And they just whisper in your ear a little bit, like, you like this movie.
Because I do feel like if your name was a Ghibli film, people would have gave a shit about it.
Oh, yeah. If you put, I feel like a good portion of Ghibli films that are made by Miyazaki are the ones that get nominated the most, because I believe The Wind Rises got nominated, and
when Frozen, went to Sundance and stuff too.
It did, and when Frozen won, The Wind Rises was in the category of nominees, I was like, are you kidding me? What do you have to do to win?
Wait, did Frozen win Best Thing?
Yeah, Frozen won Best Picture. Because I don't know. Frozen is great. Frozen is great. But The Wind Rises was like such a crazy, crazy emotional movie that had all of like Miyazaki, how he felt about life, how he felt about retirement, how he felt about like old age and dying. And then there's this movie of like someone be like, I don't really want to be a princess. I put my hair down. And you're just like, what the hell do you have to do to win an Oscar? It's crazy.
So there's a Oscars for the animation industry called the Annies. And so a fun metaphor I heard set up for it was, if the Annies had a live action movie category and they just gave it to like Fast and the Furious or something, you know, it's like, it's hard to just make all these categories of animation fit into one thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's hard because it's like, it deserves, like, some of the biggest grossing movies are like animated movies, and maybe that's because it's for kids, right? At the end of the day, a lot of these are for kids, and some of them aren't, but for the most part, the ones that are winning, ones that are popular, are meant for everyone.
Yeah, well, The Red Turtle won an Annie Award this year, actually.
Right, and
won it for Best Animation.
So what they do at the Annies is they I don't know if it's recent, but they've created two categories where they have best animated feature and then they have best animated feature independent. So they've created an avenue for those films.
For non-Disney.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so some of these, yeah, have gotten nominated there.
All right.
Oh, well, that makes me feel really good.
That makes me feel better.
Yeah, you can't compete against that.
Yeah.
Now if the Oscars gave a little bit more of a shit than, you know, just sort of the face value of everything, it would be nice. It would just be nice. Yeah. Well, anyway, I guess that's about as much time as we have to bitch about the Oscars, and I'm glad that we got to do it.
Yeah.
And I believe the next week we are doing, I guess, American franchise anime or something like that.
Okay.
Because Logan is coming out. Logan is coming out soon, and we thought, figured it'd be a really good tie-in. We'll see. Who knows? It can always change, you know, like the fact that we have no name still. So if you have any suggestions, if you have any comments, if you want us to talk about anything specific, make sure to leave a comment in the comment section below or tweet us or whatever. You can find me at Max Saltz on all the social media.
And you can find me everywhere on social media at Yume Warlock.
You can find me everywhere at I Am Chubby Bunny. And how about you, James?
I'm on Instagram at Lava Rocks
83. Yeah,
Lava Rocks. That is a dope ass name, by the way.
Yeah.
And so that's it for this week. Hopefully you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Goodbye.